Hello and welcome to Finn's Word Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'm going to be talking all NBA for this podcast. I know I haven't done one in a while, but I am back. I'll be talking about the MVP race. Who is it? Is it the Joker? Is it Joel Embiid? Is it CP3 or is it Steph Curry? Who should be the lead dog in this MVP race? I'll tell you coming up. Also, Russell Westbrook makes history yesterday night with a triple-double that sets a record. I'll talk all about that and what it means after that triple-double. Also, I'll be talking about the play-in. Is the Lakers' only hope the play-in, or is there a way they can still survive in the top six? Also, talking about the Eastern Conference and Western Conference outside of the Lakers, talking a little bit about who is right on the edge, who can make it in, who is out, talking all about that, and also the Raptors get eliminated after, I believe it's 8 or 7 years of competing in the playoffs. I'll talk all about that when we come up. Real quick, here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's get started with that triple-double that shocked, or not really shocked anybody by all means. It did not shock anybody, but made a ton of history. It was the Wizards taking on the Hawks. This one was a really good game that ended with 1 point to decide the game. It was Russell Westbrook. Nobody was really watching the game. They were watching Russell Westbrook in this. Westbrook finished the game with 28 points, also had 21 assists and 13 rebounds with playing 40 minutes in the game, playing outstanding with Bradley Beal not playing due to his hamstring injury. It was in the fourth quarter where magic happened with Russell Westbrook needing one more rebound. What happened is he had 9 rebounds until the scores table took one away. He got a rebound, and then it was the one that made history. Right off, I believe it was Trae Young who shot the shot, missed it. Rebound by Russell Westbrook, making him the record for triple-doubles in someone's career, passing Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles at 182 triple-doubles in his 13-year career. Crazy for that. But on that Russell Westbrook rebound, Davis Bertans almost stole it from him, I got to be honest. Davis Bertans, when someone's making history, don't steal it from them. So here, Russell Westbrook sets history with his rebound, making him the leader in triple doubles for someone's career. I believe he had 36 on the year. But let's talk about the rest of the stats. Let's go into the first quarter here. It was Russell Westbrook. He had 10 points, knocking out the points first. Also for the Wizards, the top scorer besides him really was only Robin Lopez with that hook shot of his, having the Wizards score 32 points in the first quarter, with the Hawks, on the other hand, scoring 2 more with Kevin Huerter scoring 7 points on the game, made 1 three-pointer and 3 field goals, field goals in the paint to get his 7 points. Also, Trae Young had 6 points to make this lead 34-32. In the second quarter here, Russell Westbrook upping his, or Rui Hachimura is the one who went crazy with 12 points in the game, scoring 12 points in the second quarter. Really outstanding game for Rui Hachimura, really replacing Bradley Beal here. Russell Westbrook added 2 more points to this. Also had 6 assists with 3 rebounds for Russell Westbrook. Also, Ish Smith scored 7 points in the second with 9 points to John Collins here in the second, scoring 27, and the Wizards scoring 30, taking the lead here in the first quarter. Or in the first half as a score here for the Wizards was 62 61. It was a really close game all game. In the third quarter, though, here, the lead man, Russell Westbrook, again, with Robin Lopez having 6 points. Really a strong season for Robin Lopez coming here as a starter. 16 points for Trae Young in the third, with 9 points to John Collins. Here, only one made three-pointer for Trae Young. 5 field goals for Trae Young, having 16 points. John Collins getting 9 in the third. And then in the fourth quarter, where magic happened for Russell Westbrook, who had here for 6 rebounds here in the fourth quarter. Outstanding performance. Russ had 11 points here in the third quarter for the Wizards, with 12 points for Davis Bertans, 6 each for Robin Lopez and Rui Hachimura. Like I said, Rui Hachimura coming on strong with Bradley Beal out. And then Trae Young, another 10 points, 29 points on the game for the Hawks, and 45 points for the Wizards. But ultimately, the game went to the Hawks, as in the second half, the Wizards finished with 62 points again, 64 points in the second for the Hawks. 125 to 124 was the final score, with Russell Westbrook missing the game-winning three at the end. But it was a great game for Russell Westbrook, though. 28 points, 13 rebounds, and 21 assists. Trae Young, 36 points. But around the league yesterday, before we get into all this other stuff that I'll be talking about, Pacers won 111 to 102. Donovan Sabonis, 21 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists. With Colin Sexton, 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists for him on the game. Grizzlies pulled out a big win. With that win, get into the play-in. Nikhil Alexander-Walker for the Pelicans had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Jonas Valanciunas, 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 assists on the game for him. The Spurs won big, 146 to 125. Giannis had 28 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. With DeJounte Murray, a very underrated point guard, 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists for him. And the Warriors pulling out a very good win, 119 to 116 to the Jazz. Steph Curry doing everything great, 36 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. With Jordan Clarkson having a very nice night off the bench, 41 points, 8 rebounds, and 0 assists. And the Trailblazers get a win against the Rockets, 140-129. Kelly Olynyk for the Houston Rockets gets 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. With Dame Time getting 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. So, as we're talking about Dame Time, we're going to talk about the MVP race. Damian Lillard has been an outsider on this MVP race, averaging 29 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists here. It's really Damian Lillard, very good player. But the question is, how is he going to win this MVP? The Joker is playing outstanding right now. And Joel Embiid, even with missing, I believe it's 20 games, he's been on point. Right now, Damian Lillard, 45% for him from the field right now. Crazy season so far for him. Also, here for him, he has a 3-point percentage of 39 right now for Damian Lillard. Some of the other players to watch out for is like Nikola Jokic, the Joker, who has been playing outstanding. But then Joel Embiid also is here in the running. 30 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists right now for Joel Embiid. Right now shooting 52% from the field. 3-pointer, he's shooting a little bit better than Damian Lillard with, or not really better actually, 38% right now from 3. Better field goal percentage for him. He's been playing outstanding too. Really, both players are outstanding, playing amazingly right now. Nikola Jokic is also another guy who has been storming through the league right now, has less points per game than Joel Embiid, but has better rebounding and assist for him right now. 27 points per game for the Joker, 11 rebounds and 9 assists on the game for Nikola Jokic, shooting 57% from the field while shooting 41% from three. Crazy compared to everybody else we have seen right now that I've told you. Steph Curry also in the running right now, shooting 32 points per game, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, shooting 49% from the field, 43% from three, which is crazy for how many three-pointers he's attempted in each game. Then Chris Paul, you also talk about, is someone who's looking in 17 points per game, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists on the game, shooting 50% from field while shooting 40% from three. From looking at these stats, I have not seen their stats right now. I think here, I like the Joker, especially from looking at the stats. I also like Chris Paul on what he's done to this team. If you're talking about who's done the most for their team and turned them around, we're talking Chris Paul all day. Steph Curry, also you can put in that conversation. He's really made the Warriors a contender for the playoffs. Chris Paul has really, what he's done for the Suns has really turned the team around. I like the Joker followed by Curry. I would say Joel Embiid and Chris Paul are probably tied there. And then Damian Lillard at number 5. So I'm going with Joker for me for MVP. Then let's look at these standings right now. We're going to talk about the Lakers, who right now are sitting at the 7th spot. 7, yes, I'm saying 7 for you. 38-30 right now. Have a couple games left on their schedule with Portland at 40-29. Let's see how many games back the Lakers are from them. Just a game and a half away from Portland. Big deal right there. Really, it's a big deal. Dallas also is very, very close. 40-28. Just have one less loss than the Trailblazers right now. These teams, really, it's fighting for 5th and 6th right now. Denver, LA, Utah, and Phoenix all have clinched right now. That right now is who has clinched. You then have Dallas and Portland. They're kind of shaky right now. The Lakers expecting King James back soon. Golden State has been on fire. Memphis just clinched the play-in, I believe. And San Antonio just came off a great win against the Bucks. And then you also have the Pelicans who are sitting right on the outside in Sacramento, barely looking in. All of these teams are very good, all deserve a spot, maybe besides the Kings who have not been playing very well. But all of these teams in the West will make it competitive. I expect Dallas to fall out, especially with Luka getting all these ejections, which I think is really hurting the team. Portland, then again, they got a very good win against Houston, which was needed. Their next 3 games are against 3 teams that have clinched the playoffs. So that really, you got to put a factor into that. The Lakers have 4 games left. 2 easy ones, or not really easy ones. The Knicks are competitive. Houston is one they could pick up a win. Indiana, New Orleans. So if King James sits 2 games, I don't think that's going to be hurting the team at all. Probably need him for the last 2 games to get him back up. But LA has a very good chance of making that 6th spot. Golden State, who is right now 2.5 games away from the Lakers. They have Phoenix, New Orleans, and Memphis. 1 clinch team and 2 teams that are right on the bubble. Curry could destroy at least 2 out of the 3. I think they will be good. Then you have San Antonio and Memphis. Memphis just clinched, but do they want to get into that 8-7? They have 4 more games. They have Dallas, Sacramento again, and then Golden State. I would say 3 out of 4 are winnable for Memphis, which is very good for them. And then you have San Antonio and New Orleans. San Antonio is right on the edge. Get Brooklyn, New York, Phoenix, and Phoenix. But if you look at, let's look at the Pelican schedule. If Pelican schedule is a lot easier, they have a good chance. They get Dallas, they get Golden State, and then they get the Lakers. All three are winnable games compared to San Antonio's schedule. I think Pelicans have a good chance if they win out. I think they have a good chance, but that's going to be up for the Pelicans to decide. The Kings, they're going to need 4 win all these games. They got Golden State, 2 against Memphis, and then Utah. I think Memphis, both games are winnable, and OKC is a winnable game. And then you've got Utah, who's going to be a tough opponent. So I think the top 10 we're seeing right now are all locked. San Antonio, Memphis, Golden State, Los Angeles Lakers, Trailblazers, Mavericks, Nuggets, Clippers, Suns, and Jazz. I think they're all locked for me. I really do think they're all locked in right now. And the East, we have a very good set of teams right now. We have 3 clinched, 76ers, Nets, and Bucks, all clinched right now. The Sixers hold a 3-game lead over the Nets, which is very good for clinching that first spot. And they have really easy games coming up. Indiana is a winnable 1 and 2 games against Orlando. And then they have Miami. So 3 out of 4 are winnable. So I think here the 76ers clinch the first spot. The Nets, on the other hand, they just need everybody to get back and healthy. They have Chicago, San Antonio, Chicago again, and Cleveland. All 4 are winnable. If you've seen the Nets team, I think they're all winnable. Then you have Milwaukee, on the other hand, who's sitting at 43-25. They got Orlando, Indiana, Miami, and Chicago. All 4 are winnable. But if they're going to get crushed like they did against San Antonio, they're not going to be winnable. The Knicks have not clinched yet. They are kind of tied with the Hawks. They're half a game ahead with a record of 38-30. The Hawks are sitting at 38-31. The Knicks have the Lakers, Spurs, Hornets, and Boston all coming up. I would say 4 out of 4 are winnable. And then you get the Hawks also here sitting at 38-31. They have Washington again, Orlando, and Houston, all winnable games. Then you also have Miami here sitting at 37-31. Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, Detroit, 3 out of 4 are winnable to me. And then you got Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington all sitting here. Boston, I would say, is a clinch for the play-in. Maybe not here at number 6. I don't think they're going to get there. Toronto lost. Orlando, Cleveland, Detroit, all gone. Washington is holding a 2.5 game lead. I did not know it was 2.5. I thought it was 3. Chicago has Brooklyn, Toronto, Brooklyn, Milwaukee. You have 3 out of 4 that are looking to keep winning. So I think Chicago, they're out. I think all of these teams are clinched. It just depends where they're going to be seated. Washington is just a game and a half away from the 8th spot. It's crazy. They have Atlanta, Cleveland, and Charlotte, all winnable games for Washington. Then you also have for Indiana here, they got Philly, Milwaukee, Lakers, and Toronto. 2 out of 4 are winnable to me. And then you got Charlotte and Boston, with Charlotte getting Denver, Clippers, Knicks, and Washington. 1 out of 4 is winnable to me. And then finally, the Celtics here, who have Miami, Cleveland, Minnesota, and the Knicks, New York Knicks here. I think 3 out of 4 are winnable for me. So I think right now, Boston is a lock. Charlotte, I think they're a lock, but depending on where they're going to be seated. Indiana, not a lock yet for me. And then Washington, I think, is a lock. I think their schedule and how they've been playing, I think they are a lock. So that is my opinion on it. Then we also, Toronto here, surprisingly, Toronto, they are on 7 to 8 season streak on making the playoffs. Toronto is out finishing the season right now at 27-41. not looking good for Toronto. I think lottery pick is amazing for Toronto to get young talent. They just re-signed Fred VanVleet last season. Kyle Lowry, we don't know what's going to happen to him. We also have Pascal Siakam. Chris Boucher has came on strong. This team is a lot of young talent, and they can do a lot with it. Also, OG Anunoby. This team has a ton of young talent, and I think they're getting prepared for the next step and what's going to happen. So don't forget about Toronto. Chicago, on the other hand, I think they're going to be out, and I really think that's how it's going to be. The top 10 teams that are in right now, I think you're going to see them in the playoffs, and I'm going to be excited because right now it's Memphis taking on San Antonio, LA taking on Golden State, Charlotte taking on Boston, Washington versus Indiana if it were to end today. And I would not be mad about these games. I like Boston, Charlotte, especially Jaylen Brown out. That's going to make it more competitive. Washington, Indiana, to me, is not really a series. Warriors versus Lakers, that's going to be really good. And then San Antonio versus Memphis, both teams are very young, talented teams. So that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. This was all NBA stuff. I'll be getting out my mock draft 2.0, coming or not 2.0, 2022 mock draft. Been studying it a little bit lately. So I'm going to be very excited to do it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.